All right. There we go. All right. As I was saying, last week I had said that we were going to celebrate a special, we were going to do a Native American Indian style Shabbat. But my spiritual sister, Devorah, reminded me that on the Jewish calendar that we're into the holidays after Sukkot, and specifically today is the 23rd of Tishrei, 5768, the year 5768, which of course in the Gregorian calendar is October 5th, 2007. But this is a special day, and it's a special Erev Shabbat, because it also happens to be the holiday known as Simchat Torah, meaning, or Simchat Torah, rejoicing. It means literally rejoicing in the Torah. And I'll give you just a little bit of background before we start the celebration doing some readings. As you may know, if you attend or visit a synagogue each week, the rabbi or the cantor will read out a portion of the Torah, which usually consists of a few chapters. They're read out publicly. And it starts at the, with the beginning. It starts at the beginning with Bereshit, which is Genesis in the English, chapter 1, and continues all the way through the five books of the Torah, finishing up with Devarim, which is Deuteronomy, chapter 34. And Simchat Torah marks the completion of this cycle. So it takes a whole year to do this. And with each week a little a portion being read. And on Simchat Torah, which marks the completion of this cycle, we read the last Torah portion and then immediately read the first chapter of Genesis. We do this because it shows that everything is circular. The Torah is circular. The seasons are circular. Life, death, and rebirth are all a part of a big cycle, a circle. And even the creation, the sustenance, and the destruction of the universe by God is a circular process. This is not the first Shemitah, or cycle of millenniums, or a millennia that we are in. This is not the first time that God has created and sustained the world. We know that He has created and destroyed the world many times. The completion of the cycle of readings, however, is a cause of great celebration. And in the synagogue, if we were in a physical synagogue, the rabbi and his helpers, cantor, would grab the Torah scrolls, and then they would come down off of the podium on which they speak, and behind which is stored the ark that contains the Torah scrolls, and carry them in a procession with great rejoicing around the synagogue. And people in the synagogue would, as they go through the aisles, would be leaning over and touching the Torah scrolls with either their siddur or with their talit, an edge of their talit. And people would follow around in, like I say, a big train or procession. They're singing and clapping and dancing. And then after that, there's even drinking. And in fact, some synagogues encourage the Kohanim, to not drink until they've given the priestly blessing, because it's very common that people actually get drunk in this celebration, this Simchat Torah. And I know that that would really raise the eyebrows of people who are raised in Christian backgrounds, or especially in fundamentalist Baptist or Foursquare Gospel or other Pentecostal evangelical backgrounds, which are so anti-alcohol that they, in their communions, they don't even serve wine, they serve grape juice. But that's not the way it is in Judaism. We're not afraid of the fruit of the vine. And we know that it's holy and sacred, and that the effect that it has on us in the worship of God is good. It's for goodness. And so this is what we're celebrating tonight, and this evening we will celebrate Simchat Torah, and we'll do it. What I will be doing is I will read out the last portion of Devarim, which is the book of Deuteronomy. I'll read out chapter 34, the seventh reading, because we don't have time to read all of them in this format that we're doing here. And I'll read them out, I'll chant them out in Hebrew. And then I will, when I finish that, I will read what I chanted in Hebrew. I'll read it out in English. And then we'll have a musical interlude of some 6 or 7 minutes to allow me to refresh my throat. And then I will chant out and read out the first portion of Bereshit, Genesis chapter 1. And then when that's done, we will end by playing some music, and I'll put on a CD, and then we can engage in fellowship, as I mentioned earlier, by chatting in text. Now remember, as I do this, your understanding of the Hebrew is not required. If you do understand it, that's so much the better. But I do not claim to be a fluent Hebrew reader or speaker, and it's just not necessary for the function that I carry out as a minister of God. But I am learning Hebrew. And so if you've been to many of these my chanting doesn't sound exactly the same, then don't worry about it. It doesn't matter. And it's not necessary that you understand the Hebrew either, because Hebrew is the holy divine tongue, whose letters make up the Torah, which is the entirety of God's name. And the letters of this divine tongue of Hebrew make up the 10 utterances by which the world and everything in it is created and maintained. The beginning and the end. Tonight, the end and the beginning is what we're celebrating. The end of the cycle and the beginning again of the cycle. And it was the 10 utterances by which all of the cycles began. And who uttered them? Elohim. All right. And also, these letters in the divine tongue contain an infinite number of divine mysteries and secrets. So, its recitation, the Torah's recitation by voice, its musical chanting, is something that's sacred. It's a holy form of worship. And through it, God's holy name is exalted. And whoever hears it and concentrates on it, they will be lifted up in closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He. So, having said that, I'm going to get a sip of water, and then we'll get started. This first portion that I will chant is the is Parsha Vezat HaBerakha, and it's Deuteronomy verses 34:1 through 34:12. Ve'yal Moshe me'arvat Moav el har Nevo rasha pisga Asher el pene yereko Vayarehu Adonai Ekolaretz et hagilad hadan Ve'et kol Naphtali Ve'et eretz Ephraim Umanashe Ve'et kol eretz Yehuda ad hayam ha'akarum Ve'er ha'negev, ve'er ha'kikar bikat, Yereko yirhat marim ad so'ar. Va'yomer Adonai, elav zot ha'aretz, Asher nishbati le'avram. Le'yitshak u'le'yakov le'mor le'zaraka et ne'naher Maritika Venika Vishama Lotavor Vayamochamoshe Evedadanai Beretz Moav Alpi Adonai Vayikbor Oto Vagai Beretz Moav Mul Be'et Peor Ve'lo Yada Ish Et Kuvarato Ad Hayom Hazeh Moshe ben Mea ve'esrim shana b'moto lo kahata eino ve'lanas leiko. Vayivku v'nei Yisrael et Moshe be'arvot Moav shloshim yom v'yitmu yeme v'ki evel Moshe v'hashua bin nun male ruach hokma kisamak Moshe et yedav Vayishmeu Elav b'nei Yisrael Vayasu kasher tziva Adonai et Moshe Ve'lo kam navi od be'Yisrael ke'moshe asher yedahu Adonai panim el panim le'kol ha'tot ve'hamoftim asher shlako Adonai lasot beretz Mitzrayim lefaro ulekol avadav ulekol atso ulekol hayad hachazaka ulekol המורל הגדול אשר עשה משה לעיני כל ישראל. And in the English, that is, Moses climbed up from the western plains of Moab to Mount Nebo, to the top of the cliff facing Jericho. God showed him all the land of the Gilead, as far as Dan, all of Naphtali, the land of Ephraim and Manasseh, the land of Judah, as far as the Mediterranean Sea, the Negev, the flat plain, and the valley of Jericho, city of dates, as far as Zoar. God said to him, "This is the land regarding which I made an oath to Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, saying, I will give it to your descendants. I have let you see it with your own eyes, but you will not cross the river to enter it." It was there in the land of Moab that God's servant Moses died at God's word. God buried him in the depression in the land of Moab, opposite Beit Peor. No man knows the place that he was buried, even to this day. Moses was 120 years old when he died, but his eyes had not dimmed, and his natural powers had not left him. The Israelites mourned Moses in the west plains of Moab for 30 days. The wailing period of Moses' mourning came to an end. Joshua, son of Nun, was filled with a spirit of wisdom, because Moses had laid his hands on him. The Israelites therefore listened to him, doing as God had commanded Moses. No other prophet like Moses has arisen in Israel, who knew God face to face. No one else could reproduce the signs and miracles that God let him display in the land of Egypt, to Pharaoh and all his land. or any of the mighty acts or great sights that Moses displayed before the eyes of all Israel. And that completes reading number 7 from Devarim. And before we go into reading Bereshit, I will have a small musical interlude here. After which we will read in Genesis, Bereshit. All right. You can hear the Spanish influence in that, in the music in that album. And it's one of the remarkable things about the diaspora, with the Jews having been scattered as sparks of light among all the nations of the world, as seeds to bring knowledge of the true, of the one true God to all the peoples of the world. And in doing so, though, it's not a one-way thing. The Jews pick up the best of all of their cultures wherever they happen to be. And you can hear the Spanish influence in that music. All right, the second reading tonight. Now we've completed the cycle through Devarim, through Deuteronomy, and now we'll move over to Bereshit to begin the cycle anew. And I'll be reading from Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, through chapter 2, verse 3. It's the first reading in the cycle. Bereshit bara Elohim et hashamayim ve'et haaretz ve'haaretz hayata tohu vavohu ve'koshek apeni tehom veruak Elohim, merech efer al penei hamayim. Vayomer Elohim, yehi or vayehi or. Vayar Elohim, et ahor kito vayavdel. Elohim, bein haor uvein hachashek. Vayikra Elohim laor yom, velekoshek kara leila. Vayehi erev, vayehi voker, yom echad. Vayomer Elohim yehi rakia betoch hamayim veyehi mavdil bein mayim lamayim. Vayaz Elohim et harakia vayavdel bein hamayim asher mitekat larakia uvein hamayim asher me'al larakia vayehi kein. Vayikra Elohim larakia shamayim vayahi erev vayahi boker yom sheni vayomer Elohim yikavu hamayim mitekar shamayim el makom echad vetarae Hayabasha Yayahi Ken. Vayikra Elohim Layabasha Eretzula Mikve Hamayim Karayamim Vayar Elohim Kito. Vayomer Elohim, tadshe haretz deshe esev, mazriya zea, etz priose peri limino, asher zarovo al haretz vayehi ken. Vada tot se haaretz deshe esev mazria zera lemenehu vetz ose pri asher zarovo lemenehu vayar Elohim kitov vayehi erev of Ayahivo care, Yom Shlishi, Vayomer Elohim, Yehi Merot, Berekia, Hashamayim, Lehavdil Bein Hayom, Uvein Halayla, Vehayu Leotot, Ule Moadim, Ule Yamim, Veshanim. Vehayu Limeorot, Berekia Hashamayim, Lehaira Haaretz Bayekikein. Vayas Elohim et Shnei HaMeorot Hagdolim et HaMaor Hagdol Lemem Shelet Hayom Ve'et HaMaor Hakaton Lemem Shelet Halela Ve'et HaKokavim Vayeten motam Elohim, Berekia Hashamayim, Lehair al haaretz. Velim shobayom uvalela, Ulehabdil bein haor, Uvein hakoshek vayar, Elohim kitov. Vayahi erev, vayahi voker, Yom revi. Vayomer Elohim, Yishretzu hamayim sheretz, Nefesh kaya ve'yov, ye'ofev al ha'aretz, al penei rekia ha'shamayim. Vayivra Elohim et hatanimim hagedolim ve'et kol nefesh hakaya haromeser asher shartzu hamayim leminehem ve'et kol of kanaf leminehu vayar Elohim kitov. Vayevarek otam Elohim, lemor peru revu, umilu et hamayim bayamim vehaovirev baretz. Vayehi erev, vayehi voker, Yom Kamishi. Vayomer Elohim, Totse haaretz nefesh kaya, Lemina behema varmes vakayeto eretz, Lemina vayehi hein. Vayas Elohim et kayad haaretz lemina ve'et habehama lemina ve'et koremes Adama lemenehu vayar Elohim kitov. Vayomer Elohim, Nase Adam betzalmenu, Kidemutenu veyedu bedigat, Hayamu veyof Hashemayim uve behama uve kol haaretz uve kol haremes haomes al haaretz. Vayivra Elohim et ha'adam betzalmo betzelem Elohim. Bara oto zakar unekava bara otam. Vayevarek otam Elohim. Vayomer lehem Elohim. Peru rebu milu et haaretz. Veki veshuha uredu bidekat hayam. Uveyav hashamayim uve kol kaya haromeser al haaretz. Vayomer Elohim, hine natati lachem, et kol esev zoria zerer asher, al pene kol haaretz, ve et kol haaretz asher, bo ferietz, zoria zara lachem, yihe leokla. Ule kol kayat haaretz, ule kol av hashamayim, ule kol romez al haaretz, asher bo nefesh kaya, et kol yerek etzev leokla, vayehi kein. Vayar Elohim et kol asher asa, vehine tov meod vayehi erev vayehi voker yom hashishi. Vayikulu hashemayim vehaaretz vekol tzevam. Vayekal Elohim bayom hashvei melakto asher esa vayishpat bayom hashvei mikol melakto asher esa. Vayevarek Elohim et yom hashvei, vayekadesh oto kivo shavat, mikol melakto asher ara Elohim lasot. And now I will read in English. I transliterated into English what I just sang in Hebrew. And again, this is Bereshit, chapter 1, verse 1 through chapter 2, verse 3. In the beginning God created heaven and earth. The earth was without form and empty, with darkness on the face of the depths. But God's Spirit moved on the water's surface. God said, "There shall be light," and light came into existence. God saw that the light was good, and God divided between the light and the darkness. God named the light day, and the darkness he named night. It was evening, and it was morning, one day. God said, "There shall be a sky in the middle of the water, and it shall divide between water and water." God thus made the sky, and it separated the water below the sky from the water above the sky. It remained that way. God named the sky heaven. It was evening, and it was morning, a second day. God said, "The waters under the heaven shall be gathered to one place, and dry land shall be seen." It happened. God named the dry land earth, and the gatherings of water he named seas. God saw that it was good. God said, "The earth shall send forth vegetation, Seed-bearing plants and fruit trees that produce their own kinds of fruits with seeds shall be on the earth. It happened. The earth sent forth vegetation, plants bearing their own kind of seeds, and trees producing fruits containing their own kinds of seeds. God saw that it was good. It was evening and it was morning a third day. God said, "There shall be lights in the heavenly sky to divide between day and night. They shall serve as omens and define the festivals, the days, and the years. They shall be lights in the heavenly sky to shine on the earth." It happened. God made the two large lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the smaller light to rule the night, and the stars. God placed them in the heavenly sky to shine on the earth, to rule by day and by night, and to divide between the light and the darkness. God saw that it was good. It was evening and it was morning, a fourth day. God said, "The water shall teem with swarms of living creatures. Flying creatures shall fly over the land on the face of the heavenly sky." God created the great sea monsters, along with every particular species of living thing that crawls, with which the waters teem, and every particular species of winged flying creature. God saw that it was good. God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful and become many, and fill the waters of the seas. Let the flying creatures multiply on the land." It was evening and it was morning, a fifth day. God said, "The earth shall bring forth particular species of living creatures, particular species of livestock, land animals, and beasts of the earth." It happened. God thus made particular species of beasts of the earth, particular species of livestock, and particular species of animals that walk the land. God saw that it was good. God said, "Let us make man with our image and likeness. Let him dominate the fish of the sea, the birds of the sky, the livestock animals, and all the earth, and every land animal that walks the earth." God created man with his image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them. God said to them, "Be fertile and become many. Fill the land and conquer it. Dominate the fish of the sea, the birds of the sky, and every beast that walks the land." God said, "Behold, I have given you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the earth, and every tree that has seed-bearing fruit. It shall be to you for food. For every beast of the field, every bird of the sky, and everything that walks the land, that has in it a living soul, all plant vegetation shall be food." It remained that way. God saw all that he had made, and behold, it was very good. It was evening, and it was morning, the sixth day. Heaven and earth and all their components were thus completed. With the seventh day, God finished all the work that he had done. He thus ceased on the seventh day from all the work that he had been doing. God blessed the seventh day, and he declared it to be holy, for it was on this day that God ceased from all the work that he had been creating, so that it would continue to function. Amen ve amen. And now I'm going to give the Shavuot blessings on the wine and on the bread. And if you have wine with you, then you may listen along here, and at the appropriate moment, we will toast with the words L'chaim, which is Hebrew, with to life. Shabbat Shalom. Wherever you are, may the peace of the Sabbath be upon you. Welcome. May you take your seat at my Shabbos table and join with me in welcoming the Shabbos bride. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam shehekianu v'kiyamanu v'higianu lazman hazeh. Blessed art thou, Lord our God, King of the universe, who has granted us life, sustained us, and brought us to this season. Amen. Amen. Blessed art thou, Lord our God, King of the universe, who has made the forbidden things possible. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Baruch Sheim, Kevod Malkato, Le'olam Va'ed. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Blessed be the name of his glorious kingdom forever and ever. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. You shall love your neighbor as you love yourself. Yea, you shall love your neighbor as you love your very soul. You shall guard him as you guard the pupil of your own eye. Amen, v'amen. And now we shall recite the sanctification for Erev Shabbat. Vayhi Erev, vayhi Boker, Yom HaShishi, Vaykalu HaShemayim, Veha'aretz vekol tzeva'am. Vaykal Elohim bayom hashevei, melakto asher asa. Vayishbot bayom hashevei, mikol melakto asher asa. Vayavarek Elohim et yom hashevei, vaykadesh otokivo shevat mikol melakto asher bara Elohim la'asot. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. Savri Maranan ve Rabbanan ve Rabbatai, Baruch Atai Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam Borei Peri Hagafen. By your leave, distinguished gentlemen, masters, teachers, men and women, blessed art thou, Lord our God, King of the universe, who creates the fruit of the vine. Amen. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam asher kiddushanu be'mitzvotai v'ratzavanu ve'shabbat kodshu be'hava uv'ratzon hinkalanu. Zikaron lema'ase vereshit, kihu yom tekela lemikra'e kodesh, zeker litziat mitzrayim, kivanu vakarta, veotanu kidashta mikol ha'amim, veshabat kodeshka, be'ahava uvratzon higaltanu, Baruch atah Adonai mekadesh hashabat. Amen. Blessed art thou, Lord our God, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments and was pleased with us in his holy Sabbath in love and in favor. He gave us a heritage, a memorial of the work of creation. For it is the day beginning for holy convocations, a memorial of the Exodus from Egypt. For you chose us, Lord, and sanctified us from all the nations, and your holy Sabbath, with love and favor, you gave to us as a heritage. Blessed art thou, Lord our God, who sanctifies the Sabbath. Amen. And now I shall pour some wine from the Kiddush cup and give it to Samantha, who is here with me. And for those of you who have wine or other beverage, such as beer, which is perfectly fine, you can celebrate this. And we will bring our glasses together and toast them by saying Lechaim, Lechaim, to life. And now for the breaking of bread together. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam, ha'motzi lechem min ha'aretz. Blessed art thou, Lord our God, King of the universe, who brings forth bread, who bringeth forth the bread from the earth. Amen. And now I will tear off some bread from the challah loaf and hand it to Samantha. And if you have bread, you may break bread together with us all. Coffee is good, Charles. That is good. I'm going to unread dot everybody. And and you're all on your best Shabbat behavior, and we can chat. No one gets a mic, but we can chat by text, and I'm going to play some music in the background, and we can talk about whatever we'd like to talk about, and it should be in the nature of fellowship, as if we were in the dining hall of our virtual synagogue. We're in the virtual dining hall here. I'll get some music going.